This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
0770-756-408.
Don't let a weirdo spoil your weekend. Give him the Flirt Divert number instead. 0770-756-408. Looks like a normal mobile phone number. Is a normal mobile phone number. Put it in your phone. Give it to the swamp donkey that comes up and ask for your number this weekend, all right? They think it's your number. It ain't. Now, someone's given it to this person and obviously arranged to meet up. She turns up. He doesn't because, of course, it wasn't his number. It was the Flirt Divert number.
It's me. I'm sitting on the top of the bingo. I can't get hold of you. I'll give it 5 minutes. Thanks, bye.
Where did she say she was? It's obviously somewhere in the Midlands.
On top of...
Carl, it's me. I'm sitting on the top of the bingo.
Do you think she's threatening to jump off the top of Gala Bingo or something? until Carl turns up. Don't do it!
Top of the bingo.
Carl, it's me. I'm sitting on the top of the bingo.
If bingo is somewhere in the West Midlands, then let us know, please. On 81199, I've no idea what that means at all.
You mean like some kind of mountain or something?
I don't know, yeah. Maybe it's next to the Brecon Beacon. I'm going to climb the bingo this weekend. Right. Now, I'm not good with the ladies, right? And now I think I know where I'm going wrong. Mm. I'm too nice. Too nice. Treat him mean, keep him keen, like this guy.
Hi, Stacey, you tart. You could have said ta-ra before you left this morning. Give me a ring anyway, you tart.
Now, is that what ladies want? Is that how they want you to speak to them?
I don't... Laura, I don't think
you
so.
Tart.
No.
Tart, Laura.
That's horrible.
Hi, Stacey, you tart.
Obviously, it's not what they like because he's been given the Flirt Divert number, so... Yeah. And now the obligatory classy lady of the week.
Hi, Joe, it's Lisa. I've just wanted to give you a ring, CEO. You were, and if you wanted to meet up sometime. Oh, I could kiss you now. Oh, your kissing just makes me feel... Oops, I better not say it online. Give me a call back anyway, babe. Bye.
Did you want to say it then? A little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, I could kiss you now. Oh, your kissing just makes me feel... Oh, I could kiss you now. Oh, your kissing just makes me feel... Oh, I could kiss you now.
Does that do anything for you?
Makes me feel... Oh,
no, our exec producer's just put the headphones on so he could listen to it.
Oh, your kissing just makes me feel...
This is just for you, right?
Oh, I could kiss you now. Oh, your kissing just makes me feel... Oh, I could kiss you now.
Hey, Scott, I can't wait to make love to you.
Take the Flirt Divert number with you this weekend. It's 0770-756-408.
0770-756-408. Let's divert.
Oh, your kissing just makes me feel... Oh, I could kiss you now.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Pete Tong coming up at 7 with the official start of the weekend. Pete, I'm so sorry about the call earlier this week.
I loved it.
tell us where you were.
I was in a booth actually doing a kind of, you know, they get you all together at the end of the season and we kind of review what happened. And I'm in the middle of this thing and I get a call from Jo Wiley. But I was expecting it because she wanted to arrange to come out there closed season. And I was expecting her to call me. And so we start this conversation. Obviously, you know what happened.
Yeah, this and happened. I
thought, hello.
Hi, it's Jo Wiley here.
Hi, Joe.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Hey.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah.
Oh, at which point, I just had to hang up because I was looking around the table going, what happened?
I'm sorry. Now, Chopper.
Yeah.
I've been sent this email by several people.
Okay.
About a guy called Magnus, okay?
Right.
Thank you very much if you've sent this to me. You know who you are. It says, local Belfast David Hasselhoff lookalike for local promotions.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is a genuine email, apparently, this guy Magnus has sent.
Okay.
Right? Okay. After having my eyes lasered a month ago, I've been mobbed by people in Belfast asking to have their photos taken with me because I look like David Hasselhoff, and I reckon I could use this unusual talent for many PR events. I live in East Belfast, so it's pretty easy for me to turn up to local events. Then he gives his phone number.
Uh-huh.
He also has a degree in business studies too.
Right.
Specialising in marketing, so he might be able to help in other ways.
Mm.
Please tell me your thoughts. Many thanks, Magnus Ramsey. All right, so that's the email from Magnus that he sent to a couple of PR agencies in the Belfast area, which has since then been sent off to various offices, and then I've got a copy of it.
And are there pictures on it?
Yep. Do you want to see the pictures?
I would love to see the pictures, yes.
Okay, here's Magnus, the David Hasselhoff lookalike.
Right. Right.
What do you think?
Oh, dear. It's a bit difficult to know where to start. He's breathing in, isn't he?
Certainly is.
He really is on that. Right.
Take the picture.
Nice orange trunks. Okay.
Now we're going to give Magnus a call.
Right. Oh, no, I've just seen an action one. I've just seen an action one.
That's the best one.
Yeah, he isn't breathing in on the action one.
Is that one with him running?
Yeah.
Down an imaginary beach.
Down an imaginary beach. With in a pair of orange shorts and an orange float in his right hand. Right. Oh, that's truly astonishing.
Right. Compose yourself. We're going to ring him now, all right? Okay. Right, be calm.
Magnus.
Is that Magnus?
Yeah, this is Magnus, yeah.
Hi, Magnus. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Sorry about this. I'm actually on the street. I'm somewhere a bit more quiet just now.
That's all right. I can speak to you now, if that's all right.
Yep. I'm just in the middle of things. I'm actually buying a house, and I'm just trying to get an offer in for it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If you go into the estate agent's office, it'll be nice and quiet in here.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's nice and quiet in here. Sorry. I'm actually talking to Scott Mills at the moment.
Are they all thinking that David Hasselhoff's just walked in?
No. I mean, I was in here earlier this morning, and people do mistake me for David Hasselhoff at the moment at Diamonds, but I think everybody's sober in this estate agent at the moment.
Right. We've seen your pictures. I've just shown Chappers. You do look just like him.
It was actually confirmed by the big man himself on Sunday morning.
Really? What happened?
What happened was he was doing a book signing down in Dublin. And I lined up, and when he signed the book, he said, "By the way, Mr. Hasselhoff, some people say we look alike." And he said, "Yeah, you do." And I walked outside, and I was mobbed by the crowd.
You were mobbed, were you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And did you sign some autographs for him, then?
No. I wouldn't be able to sign autographs for him. He is somebody else.
Do you get in places for free and stuff, like clubs?
Yeah, I do.
Give me an example.
There's Cafe Vaudeville in Belfast, there's Ollie's, there's the Pothouse, where, everybody else has to queue, and the doorman, they just invite me in without paying.
Do you just put your hand in the air and go, "I'm the Hoff"?
No, I just walk up and they start singing things like, "Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Here, Hoffman, come on in."
So, you benefit out of this quite a lot, right?
It's a very interesting icebreaker.
Are you saying you pretend to be the Hoff to pull ladies?
I do not pretend to be the Hoff at all. I just haven't got a choice in the matter. there are times when I'm not in the mood for it. I'm sort of like minding my own business and people shout, "Oi, Hoff," at me, and so I bring the cameras out. Which, it's a bit tiring at times, but I think on the whole, it's a privilege.
Have you bought the single, "Jump in My Car"?
I have.
How many times? Just once?
Just the once.
Well, listen, Magnus, it's great to speak to you.
Yeah.
And keep the campaign going around Belfast and Northern Ireland, please.
It is what I will try my best to do it.
Tell people to keep buying the Hoff, right? We've got to make it number one on Sunday.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you, Magnus.
Okay.
Love you.
Good talking to you too, Scott. You take care.
Now, if you'd like to see the pictures of Magnus, the David Hasselhoff lookalike, go to the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 online. They are up there now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to my pages and then click on Hoff Alike Photos.
This is One National Radio 1.
Carl, it's me. I'm sitting on the top of the bingo.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.